So it says in Scripture, not one hair of your head goes uncounted. And we discovered with kinesiology that that is a fact. Anything anybody has ever done, thought, felt, every decision that's ever been made is recorded forever in the field of consciousness. So people who say they don't believe in karma can do so as a belief system, but they would still have to explain how is it that all phenomena that have ever occurred throughout all of history are recorded forever. How do you explain that every entity that gets born on this planet already has a calibrated level of consciousness? Therefore, they did not arise out of nothingness, but out of somethingness. And what is that somethingness out of which we all arise and to which we all return? So that takes us out of the limitation of the time frame of the present. And we begin to see and experience life in a greater dimension. And the spiritual realities that arise out of contemplating such things then sort of encourage our investigation into spiritual truth, which is the purpose of this kind of work. I wanted to first present the whole panorama of consciousness, its evolution, its quality, its nature, how it's been approached from science, reason, logic, philosophy, ethics, theology, and religion. How it has evolved in mankind, how it manifests itself, and the part that it plays in everyday life. Force, then, requires energy, and it exhausts people. So people can only exert force to a certain point, and then they begin to collapse. Power, on the other hand, does not exhaust itself. In fact, the more it's used, the more powerful it seems to be. For instance, if we experiment with forgiving people and being willing to love and love unconditionally, we find that that capacity grows. In the beginning, it may seem difficult to love that which seems unlovable. But if we dedicate that to that way of being in the world, if we dedicate ourselves to being that way in the world, then we find that it's easier and easier. We find that with force, the more you give away, the less you have. But with power, the more you give, the more you have. So the more loving a person is, the more loving their world becomes. So we begin to experience the world of our own creation, you might say. Some people say, you go to New York City, they're all so cold and horrible there. I hate New York City, and they're all mean. And another person goes to New York City and says, my goodness, it was the most wonderful people. All the waitresses were neat and the cab drivers were, it's just an incredible place. Well, it's because in the presence of love, we, you know, precipitate the emergence of love in other people. And when we're not loving, we tend to bring forth the negative side of their natures. So all we're experiencing then is the kind of a world that we're precipitating by virtue of what we ourselves have become.